States around the country, including Vermont, are taking steps to reduce the amount of organic waste going into landfills. The leaves and yard clippings have to go somewhere, and that's meant a boon to business for commercial composters who turn the stuff into soil and garden supplements. Lori Scozzafaza is the executive director of the U.S. Composting Council. She says the industry is alarmed by the growing use of persistent herbicides, which are harmful to plants in minute quantities. Scozzafaza says the council closely followed the chemical contamination last year of compost produced by the Chittenden Solid Waste District. She says the herbicides are a critical issue for the industry.
The U.S. Composting Council represents composters who are in the business of producing that compost. And if they can't produce compost that is of high quality, then they can't be in the business. And so right now it's really important for us to get to the bottom of the issue and ensure that the persistent herbicides don't make their way into the compost stream.
Scozzafaza says her organization wants the EPA to set safe levels for the chemicals in compost, and the council is calling for better testing methods to detect the chemicals in the parts per billion range. Composters also want federal regulators to pressure chemical companies to develop herbicides that break down easily in compost. Tom Moreau is general manager of the Chittenden Solid Waste District. He says the opportunity for regulators will come later this year because the chemical company Dow needs to re-register its herbicide, aminopyrrolid, the compound that caused problems for the Chittenden operation. Moreau says Dow needs to develop the next generation of persistent herbicides
that are both non-harmful to mammals, fish, fowl, all those kind of things that aminopyrrolid currently is, but also to make it compostable. So should the labeling fail, like it did at Chittenden Solid Waste District, that the compounds would be destroyed upon the composting process.
The persistent herbicides are sprayed on hay or grain fields, but when manure from the animals that eat the feed is composted, the herbicides remain active. That's what happened to the Chittenden Solid Waste District last summer. Horse manure from a farm in Colchester contained trace amounts of Dow's aminopyrrolid. The compost then harmed plants in hundreds of gardens. Moreau would also like to control internet sales of the persistent herbicides because unlicensed applicators can buy the chemicals online. Andy says the EPA should not have to rely on the chemical industry itself for product testing. In the Chittenden case, the only lab that could detect aminopyrrolid in the compost was Dow's own corporate lab.
We need independent verification of what they call the dose response. At what dose will deform a tomato plant from aminopyrrolid?
The Chittenden issue is not the first time persistent herbicides have contaminated compost. 10 years ago, a compost facility in Spokane, Washington was affected, and more recent incidents have occurred in Pennsylvania and Nebraska. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.